Moving on to action item number 10, discussion and possible action on Texas Competitive Electric Holdings Company, LLC, refunding insurance by John Hawes.
Same situation, Mr. Chairman, members of the board. This is the refunding. The first one was a new issuance. This is refunding of a particular bond issuance that's outstanding that Texas Competitive Electric Holdings would be interested in trying to do so. So if there's any questions, it's a very similar resolution, unfortunately just as long as the other one. So any questions?
Please read the resolution.
Okay. The following resolution is presented for consideration of the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority for adoption at its April 28, 2009 meeting. Whereas the Brazos River Authority, parentheses, the issuer, close parentheses, is a political subdivision of the state of Texas created and functioning as a conservation and reclamation district under Article XVI, Section 59 of the Texas Constitution and Chapter 8502, Special District Local Laws Code, in parentheses, the issuer acts, close parentheses. Whereas the issuer is previously issued and there remains outstanding the following series of bonds, in parentheses, the outstanding bonds, close parentheses. Brazos River Authority Pollution Control Revenue Refunding Bonds, in parentheses, TXU Electric Company Project, close parentheses, taxable series 2001I, which are outstanding in the principal amount of $61,790,000. And whereas the outstanding bonds were issued to acquire, construct, and improve or to refinance certain air and or water pollution and solid waste control facilities, in parentheses, the facilities, closed parentheses, located within the boundaries of the issuer at generating facilities of Texas Electric Holdings Company, LLC, in parentheses, the company, closed parentheses. Whereas, in connection with the issuance of the outstanding bonds, the issuer has determined that the facilities which were financed or refinanced with the proceeds of the outstanding bonds and which are to be refinanced through the bonds authorized to be issued by this resolution are designed to achieve a vital public purpose to benefit and protect the health, general welfare, and property of the general public, and that the legislature of the state of Texas, through the acts, in parentheses, as defined below, close parentheses, has provided and determined that it is the policy of the state of Texas and the purpose of the acts that the resources of the state of Texas be safeguarded from pollution, and that the issuer, by carrying out the purposes of the acts, is performing an essential public function in the Texas Constitution, specifically Article XVI, Section 59A thereof. Whereas the findings of the issuer in the preceding paragraph are hereby confirmed by the Board of Directors, the issuer, in parentheses, the Board, closed parentheses, in connection with the issuance of the bonds. Whereas the company has requested the Board to approve the issuance of one or more series of the issuer's revenue refunding bonds for the purpose of refunding of all or part of the outstanding bonds. Whereas the Board is determined to authorize the issuance of one or more series of its revenue refunding bonds in an amount not to exceed $65 million, all in accordance with the provisions of Chapter 1371, Texas Government Code, Chapter 1207, Texas Government Code, Chapter 30, Texas Water Code as amended, Chapter 383, Texas Health and Safety Code as amended, and the Issuer Act, parentheses, collectively, the acts. Whereas to provide a source of security for the bonds authorized hereby, it is necessary and advisable that the Board authorize the execution of one or more agreements, in parentheses, as defined below, close parentheses, between the issuer and the company, and that the Board approve the execution of other documents and the delegation of certain matters to representatives of the issuer. Whereas, based upon the foregoing considerations, the issuer has determined that the actions to be authorized hereby are in the best interest of the issuer and consistent with the issuer's governmental mission. Therefore, be it resolved that the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority, Section A, in accordance with the provisions of the Acts, the Board hereby authorizes and directs the issuance of one or more series of its revenue refunding bonds, in parentheses, the bonds, close parentheses, in the maximum aggregate principal amount of $65 million, all in accordance with one or more trust indentures, in parentheses, collectively the trust indenture, close parentheses, by and between the issuer and the Bank of New York as trustee, in parentheses, the trustee, close parentheses, the form of which has been presented to the Board, the form, terms, and provisions of such trust indenture, and the bonds being hereby authorized and approved in the presiding officer and the vice presiding officer of the issuer are hereby severally authorized and directed to execute and deliver such trust indentures and bonds on behalf of the issuer and the secretary and any assistant secretary of the issuer are hereby severally authorized to attest and affix the issuer's seal thereto, with such changes therein as the officer is executing the same may approve, such approval to be conclusively evidenced by such execution thereof. Section 2, the board hereby authorizes the execution and delivery of one or more installment payment and bond amortization agreements, in parentheses, collectively the agreement, close parentheses, by and between the issuer and the company to provide for the security of the bonds, the form of which has been presented to the board, the form, terms, and provisions of such agreement being hereby authorized and approved, and the presiding officer and the vice presiding officer of the issue are hereby severally authorized and directed to execute and deliver such agreement on behalf of the issuer, and the secretary and any assistant secretary of the issuer are hereby severally authorized to attest and affix the issuer's seal thereto, and such changes therein as the officers executing the same may approve, such approval to be conclusively evidenced by such execution thereto. Section 3, the board hereby authorizes the execution and delivery of one or more underwriting agreements, in parentheses, collectively the underwriting agreement, close parentheses, by and between the issuer and the respective purchasers of the bonds, in parentheses, collectively the underwriter, close parentheses, to provide for the sale of the bonds in the form that has been presented to the board, the form, terms, and provisions of such underwriting agreement being hereby authorized and approved, and the issuer representative, in parentheses, as such term is defined below, close parentheses, is hereby authorized and directed to execute and deliver such underwriting agreement on behalf of the issuer, with such changes therein as the officer executing the same may approve, such approval to be conclusively evidenced by such execution thereof. Section 4, the bond shall be in the form prescribed in the trust indenture. The bonds may mature from time to time, provided that no board authorized hereby shall mature, no bond authorized hereby shall mature later than 40 years after its dated date. The bonds authorized hereby shall bear interest at a rate not exceeding 15% per annum. Section 5, in connection with the offering of the bonds, the board hereby authorizes the use of one or more preliminary official statements and the official statements, parentheses, collectively the official statement, close parentheses, with respect to the bonds, and hereby authorize the use of the information pertaining to the issuer therein in substantially the form attached to this resolution as Exhibit A, provided that in adopting this resolution, the issuer does not accept responsibility for the official statement except for the information specifically approved by this Section 5 for use therein. Section 6. The board hereby directs that the person acting in the capacity of the general manager of the issuer from time to time during the period from which the delegation is made hereunder, in parentheses, the general manager, close parentheses, shall represent the issuer for purposes of taking any action that may lawfully be taken by the board's appointee with respect to the indenture, the agreement, or the underwriting agreement, in parentheses, in the capacity of the board's representative hereunder, the general manager shall be referred to as the issuer representative, close parentheses. In accordance with Section 1207.007 Texas Government Code, any finding or determination made by the issuer representative has the same force and effect as a finding or determination by the board. In addition to the appointment of the issuer representative for the purposes aforesaid, the issuer representative is hereby designated as the agent of the issuer for purposes of selling the bonds, in parentheses, and determining the price at which the bonds of each series shall be sold, close parentheses. The issuer representative shall sell the bonds through negotiation and shall evidence the sale of the bonds at each series by executing the underwriting agreement for each series. To the extent that an investment of any bond proceeds may be requested by the company, the issuer representative is authorized to subscribe for U.S. Treasury securities for the purpose of investing bond proceeds pending the application thereof to retire the outstanding bonds, subject to any restrictions contained in the Section 6 and the provisions of Section 1 hereof with respect to the maximum principal amount of the bonds that may be issued hereunder, close parentheses, and of Section 4 hereof, parentheses, with respect to the maximum interest rate and the latest date of final maturity of the bonds, close parentheses. The issuer representative shall approve on behalf of the board the following matters with respect to the bonds: A, the series designations and the dates of each series of bonds; B, the initial interest rate mode for each series of bonds; C, the principal amount on the bonds for each series to mature in each year; D, if any of the bonds shall be subject to redemption prior to maturity, the dates, price, and terms upon which and at which bonds shall be so subject to redemption; E, the identity of any provider of a policy or municipal bond insurance for any series of bonds; F, the amount of bonds to be issued in each series and the identity of the outstanding bonds, in parentheses, all or part, close parentheses, that shall be refunded by each series of bonds, in parentheses, provided that no series of bonds shall be issued in a principal amount greater than the aggregate principal amount of the outstanding bonds to be refunded thereby, close parentheses. G, the form of any escrow agreement that may be required in connection with the refunding of any series of the outstanding bonds, parentheses, and if an escrow agreement is required, the issuer representative is hereby authorized to execute and deliver said agreement on behalf of the issuer, close parentheses, and H, any other matters relating to the bonds that require the approval of or action by the issuer or the issuer representative acting on behalf of the issuer to the extent permitted by law. The determinations of the issuer representative that are made in accordance with Section 6 shall be specified in a certificate of the issuer representative. The issuer representative shall approve the changes to the official statement, the trust indenture, and the agreement as may be deemed necessary and appropriate to accomplish the foregoing. Section 7, the officers, employees, and agents of the issuer, and each of them shall be, and each is expressly authorized, empowered, and directed from time to time, at any time to do and perform all acts and things, and to execute, acknowledge, and deliver in the name and under the corporate seal and on behalf of the issuer all certificates, financing statements, instruments, and other papers, whether or not herein mentioned, as they may be determined to be necessary or desirable in order to carry out the terms and provisions of the resolution as well as the terms and provisions of the trust indenture, the agreement, and or the underwriting agreement, hereby authorized and approved, such determination to be conclusively evidenced by the performance of such acts and things and the execution of any such certificate, financing statement, instrument, or other paper. Section 8, it shall be the duty of the issuer, the issuer representative to deliver the bonds to the Attorney General of Texas for examination and approval by the Attorney General. After the bond shall have been approved by the Attorney General, they shall be delivered to the Comptroller of Public Accounts of the State of Texas for registration. Upon registration of the bonds, the Comptroller of Public Accounts, in parentheses, or a deputy designated in writing to act for the Comptroller, close parentheses, shall manually sign the Comptroller's certificate of registration prescribed in the trust indenture to be attached to each of the bonds to be initially delivered to the underwriter, and the seal of said Comptroller shall be affixed thereto. Section 9, the issuer representative is authorized and directed to deliver to the trustee written instructions for the delivery of the bonds to the underwriter upon payment of the purchase price and for the use and application of the proceeds and sale and any other funds contributed to the company for the purpose of refunding outstanding bonds. Section 10, the board may designate from time to time other officers or employees of the issuer to act as the issuer representative, such designation to be evidenced by a certificate filed with the trustee and the company. Section 11, the board hereby authorizes the issuer representative or as a designee to serve as hearing officer for purposes of holding a public hearing, if required, by applicable provisions of the Internal Revenue Code of 1986 relative to the issuance of bonds, including the bonds and the projects financed, refinanced therewith. Section 12, the issuance of the bonds in accordance with the trust indenture is hereby authorized, and the board hereby incorporates the recital set forth in the preamble hereto, as if set forth in full at this place, and further finds and determines that said recitals are true. The resolution shall be effective from the date of the adoption of the board, provided the delegations made to the issuer representative in Section 6 hereof shall, unless renewed by the board, expire on April 30th, 2010. Upon the adoption thereof, this resolution shall constitute the sole act of the board with respect to the issuance of the bonds and the other matters set forth herein.
Got to be one of the longer ones I've ever heard you read, John.
You only got three more.
I certainly hope they sell the bonds.
Well, you've heard a reading of the resolution. The chair will will entertain a motion to adopt.
So moved.
Moved by Scott, seconded by Sloan. Please poll the board.
Presiding Officer DeCluid?
Yes.
Director Johnson?
Yes.
Director Adams?
Yes.
Director Barr?
Yes.
Director Bell?
Yes.
Director Bell?
Yes.
Director Reed?
Aye.
Director Christian?
Yes.
Director Kilgore?
Yes.
Director Landrieu?
Yes.
Director Mackey?
Yes.
Director Moore?
Yes.
Director Scott?
Yes.
Director Sloan?
Yes.
Director Steinmetz?
Yes.
Director Stesch?
Yes.
Director Ward?
Yes. All right.